Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. For 35 years, New Life has been transforming lives one at a time thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. So glad that you're here. You know, on Monday nights, I have a men's group that meets here, and we were talking about one of Da Vinci's great, wonderful quotes. And by the way, if you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. But he said this, that he had noticed that successful people do not wait for life to happen to them. They happen to life. I love that. In other words, they take action. And one of the great actions, well, first of all, if you call us, I'm joined by, and we'll get to them in a minute, Dr. Jim Burns and Jill Hubbard. But one of the great actions you could take is to get some help for your life. Maybe not a counselor, maybe you don't need that, but a coach. And one of our great biblical coaches is Heidi Summers. That's Dr. Heidi Summers. And Heidi, how are you today?
Well, hi, Steve. Thanks for having me on today. It's a joy to serve the Christian community in this way.
Well, maybe I should refer to you as Dr. Summers because you worked hard for that, and I appreciate that. Now, as a biblical coach, explain to us why somebody would reach out to you. What would you suggest that would be some reasons to contact you, to have you or some other coach coach them?
Okay, that's a good question, and context is always a good way to start. My doctoral background is in interpersonal neurobiology and the intersection of Romans 12:2. So when we start talking about why would I want to be coached, well, first of all, we have to understand that we were created in relationship, we were born into relationship, and so when we talk about what do we actually need to do to move about in this world in a way that honors God, honors ourselves, and honors others, includes not just working on your own desires and goals, but also to then understand how interpersonally those need to play out to reach our desires and goals. Mm. And so that is something that I feel like I've moved in from a counseling perspective to now moving into a coaching perspective, because I feel like there are a lot of people that just maybe don't even recognize their own strengths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So having someone come alongside and help to identify my strengths and, hey, maybe how could these even become a weakness for me? And how can I develop these, you know, maybe along a basketball analogy of understanding my ball handling skills are good, but I need to understand where I am on the court of life and how do I move that ball toward God's purposes for me and others.
Well, and to have a biblical perspective, you know, I have a coach, and last time I was with him, he said, so how are you doing with the fear of man? And, you know, a counselor isn't going to ask you that most likely, but he was talking about how much are you fearing God versus what people think of you. What a great question to ask. So what would be a reason for someone to contact you? Somebody's listening and they're going, I wonder if I could benefit from her.
Yeah, most of my referrals actually come from marriage and family.
Okay.
So just as an example, I've got multiple families that have adulting children, and so they will come to me and say, how do we now navigate life and transition from where we were to where we're going? Or maybe marriages, they're not stuck in any particular pattern, but they just aren't thriving. So what can we do to begin to thrive in this relationship where we have grown stagnant?
Oh, that's so good. Dr. Summers, thanks for joining me. I think you've clarified some things for folks. If you're thinking you need a coach, maybe Dr. Summers is the one, or one of our others in the network. We have great coaches, great counselors. You can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to join us on the program with Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Jim Burns, 1-800-229-3000. Come join us.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and Dr. Jim Burns has written the book, Doing Life with Your Adult Children, and he's going to be featured on our Courageous Parenting Workshop that is on April the 1st. Now, we were just talking at the break about Jill's book, Every Young Woman's Secrets. Well, what's the
Jim
title?
Jim was talking to me about
what was it?
That he was reading it on an airplane.
What is the title?
The Secrets Young Women Keep.
The Secrets Young Women Keep. There you go. And so I want to tell you something. Jim, you read it. Tell everybody about that book because they can order it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Yeah. Well, two things. You know that I have a youth ministry background. And when I read it, I went, wow, Jill gets into the heart, and she understands kids. She understands their secrets. She understands their pain. And I loved it. I loved the book. Now, I was telling her, and that's where we were talking. Unfortunately, we didn't know you were back on. We were talking because I said I read it on a plane to Atlanta, and it's a beautiful pink cover, and it has, you know, private confessions. And I was actually feeling a little embarrassed about halfway through when I realized the woman next to me was like, I wonder what that guy's reading and what's wrong with him. But anyway, I love the book. And great. A great
book. Well, Jill is go ahead.
Parents honestly should pick up this book, read it themselves, and then hand it to their daughters.
Absolutely. And Jill's got the secrets women keep and the secrets young women keep. Yeah. But I think a lot of times we're lacking objective insight into our kids. And this could help them. What was the general purpose of this, Jill, as you wrote The Secrets Young Women?
Well, I think to give young women a path of how do they deal with their secrets. So often, young people just keep it to themselves, or they go to a friend that isn't necessarily any farther along, right? Yeah. And so how do you actually get real help and reach out? Right. And then let's define some of the secrets.
Right. And you define the secrets, and they may not even know the secrets.
Yeah, but we did research on that.
Then you gave them a passport on how to get help.
Yes,
and that's where I think a lot of times books that I read for kids, they don't give them a passport. Now, well, here's your problem, but now what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
You gave them literally the roadmap to get there, and I appreciate that. So good job.
All right, 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Sue, Sacramento, California. KFIA is the station. Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Steve?
Doing all right. I've got two of my favorite people on with me today. They don't pay attention to me, but I still love them deeply. Now, Sue, what's on your mind? How could we help, or what do you want to share with us here?
Well, I called the call center and they referred me to you. I was reading about Restore online and it mentioned betrayal by your father. And I was molested by my father from the time before I can remember through 13.
Oh, boy.
And, I'm an incest survivor and there was other kinds of abuse. And then I also have a dissociation disorder.
Mm.
But as I was reading about that, I thought about the trauma bond and I was wondering if Restore could help me or if I would be out of place there.
Oh, you wouldn't be out of place. I want to be clear about something. Well, first of all, what are you involved with now to help and what have you been involved with?
I've been in individual counseling for 14 years, and I've been in an incest survivors group, and I've done several other groups.
Okay, are you involved in
it?
Oh, when was that?
Very early in my therapy, because I didn't know what had happened to me, and my memories came back. I was flooded, and ended up in the hospital.
Well, I'm so sorry that you've had to go through this. Are you involved in any connection or group work or individual counseling now?
Yeah, both. I'm currently in individual counseling, and I go to an incest survivors group every Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, you've continued that. You've done that in the past, but you've continued, right?
Good. Good news.
Correct.
Well, I want to say this. I absolutely know it would help you, and here's why. Because you wouldn't be out of place. You would be in the right place. Mm-hmm. And you being there and you're able to talk about this could cause someone else who might be afraid to share to open up too, and then you would have a connection and a bond. You would have someone would have benefited from all this pain you've been in. The big value is I hear it all the time that somebody goes there and they develop some friendships for life. I've seen people show up at things together, or they meet once a year from the group they were in. But I want to be clear that, of course, in a horrible situation like yours, Restore isn't going to fix everything, but it's going to help. I believe it'll help.
Well,
everything.
And you've been, Sue, in incest survivors groups, which is really important, and you've been in individual treatment. So Restore is going to be a broader spectrum of people who have been betrayed, but it will perhaps give you some different angles and nuances into betrayal. And hearing the pain, like no matter what level of betrayal you've had, people connect in their pain, right? Yeah. And it affects everyone differently. And so I think you may hear some different things, the whole gamut of betrayal there. And that might be helpful. Since you've been doing this other stuff for the past 14 years, getting a different, slightly different perspective, new way of approaching it, I think can be really helpful.
And you know, if you're like other incest survivors, some not only are stuck, but they want to take care of the dad that hurt them. Have you ever had any of those kind of conflicting things?
Not at this point.
Good.
But when I, as a child, the affection that I felt was during being molested. When I was playing the role of his daughter, I was not loved. So I have a lot of issues around all of that, and it feels shameful, and it doesn't always fit into the incest survivor stuff.
Well, I hope you'll go, and I hope it'll benefit you. I want to hear your perspective, Jim. What are you thinking?
Well, first of all, Sue, I am so sorry. I actually, my body went through something when you mentioned it, because it's so tough. And I have a scripture for you that just came to my mind, and it's the shortest verse in the Bible. So Steve knows it because he was a good Baptist one time.
That's right.
But it's Jesus wept. And I want you to think about this, because a lot of times incest people, they have a hard time understanding a loving Heavenly Father, because their earthly father went totally against a God principle, of course. And I want you to know that when that was taking place, and even now, that our Lord loves you so much that He actually weeps with you. And that's the kind of God we have. And you're doing the work. Way to go. I mean, a lot of people then want to just repress, and it comes out in all kinds of, you know, ways, and you're doing the work. So God be with you, and I know Restore could help you, but I also know that you're doing the work, and because of that, I think you'll be blessed and honored in your life. So way to go. But also know that it's the Lord, you know, His love for you is unfailing, and it's not the kind of love that you ever experienced from a father who did what he did to you.
I'm wondering, as we close out, and I'm going to send you a couple of things. I do want to send you Healing is a Choice and Take Your Life Back. I hope that they can help. I'll send you this new 100 Days to Freedom from Shame. I think that is a real clarifier. But are you familiar with Matthew 18:10? Has anybody ever shared that scripture with you?
No.
It says this: beware that you don't harm any of these little ones. For I tell you that in heaven their angels are always in the presence of my Heavenly Father. Now, it's a fallen world. If we were in the garden, that would have never happened. But in this fallen world, horrible things like this happen. But you actually, if the Bible is true, and I believe it is, you had angels there. in the presence of God, being sure that this was not noticed. And perhaps because it was noticed by God, perhaps you're able to be the person you are today and continue to move forward. I'm also going to send you a copy of the book that my the Bible that my wife did the commentary for, the 1 Year Bible for Women. I think you'll love that too. Anything else that you want to say before we go?
Thank you all so much for your time and your input. This is really hard, and I appreciate the compassion.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for any person that's ever given you some kind of quick fix, instant solution answer, putting a Band-Aid on this severe, severe wound you have. And I'll just ask, I'm praying for you now. I ask others to pray for you. And I'm so glad that you called. And so hold on, and we'll get your address and get some things to you. And I hope and pray that you can get to Restore. Anybody else that's interested, you know, it's soon. It's coming up in February. Let me find the date here. Restore is February the 24th, 25th, and the 26th. For any woman who has been hurt by a man with a problem with sexual integrity, this could be a great, great weekend for you. I'm so glad she called, and I hope we can continue to help her. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Carrie in Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Carrie. How are you today?
Hi. Thank you very much. I just want to say I feel very blessed that the Lord has allowed me to get through to this line today. So thank you.
I'm glad too. How could we help?
Okay. I have. I'm a single mom. My kids are both in their early 20s now, and my son has had expressed to me about a year and a half ago that he is he says bisexual. He has same sex attraction or bisexuality.
Okay.
And after he told me that, God led me to read a really good book by Richard Cohen called Gay Children, Straight Parents, that talked about them needing more input from the same-sex parents, of which he has not had his father in his life since he was 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been in the picture at all. He left the area, no contact, and so forth.
Okay.
His father had struggled with alcohol and such, so we've been divorced since that time. And I had low-key negativity raising him towards males that I know prevented him from having. I'm sorry.
So you're kind of blaming yourself here, is what I'm hearing. Is that right?
I have blamed myself in the sense that I didn't, let's say, my brothers, I should have been having more of their input in his life, and I was kind of like, I can take care of my kids and so
forth.
Right.
So tell us the question for us. I hear the pain that I've heard from so many parents in your situation. It's so, so hard. But how could we help you today?
Yes. And I do want to mention that I did try to get more people, males, involved in his life. He's very to himself. He does have autism. He's not intellectually impaired, though.
Okay, but let us help you here. Let us help you.
Okay.
What could we help you with?
Okay, so I recently discovered that he's taking female hormones, and I guess this is like trying to transition.
Yeah.
And he knows that I'm aware because I found something on the floor that indicated that, and I made it. And I also started seeing changes in his body that others may not be noticing, but I am.
Yeah. Okay.
And I did mention that I've noticed to him, and I have on and off talked with him. It seems
all right,
like
so ask me a question so we can discuss it at the
what
break and help
know,
you.
Okay. What I want to know is how can I help him to see what he's doing, how harmful it is to himself. I honestly know that we can't.
When we come back, we're going to deal with that.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and if you would like to join us, as Carrie has, you can call us at 1-800-229-3000. We will be here for another hour and a half with Dr. Jim Burns and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Jim, what are you thinking, feeling when you hear this another one of these heartbreaking tales from a mom?
Right. Well, Carrie, first of all, my heart break. He said the word heartbreaking, and it is heartbreaking. There isn't a mom in the world who has an issue like this, who has your kind of values, that's not going to have their heart break. I do want to say something to you before we talk about this. Really good parents have kids who make some poor choices. You can't take that all on you. I'm going to let Jill talk about that in a moment. But truly, I find this all the time. In the work that I do, and I happen to be in Atlanta this weekend, people will come to me, tell me your story, and they take all the blame, and they can't. I mean, they can. We can't play the blame game at this point. It's too confusing. Now, there are things you can learn like crazy from, past experiences, obviously, and that's why we're here. Mm-hmm. But really good parenting, and I sense that you're a good parent. You did the very best you can. It's tough being a single mom. Single moms are some of my heroes because they're too busy sometimes to even understand that they're doing such a good job. So, please know that your son is making a poor choice. It's not because of you.
Jim, could I just jump in and say, even if you had done all of the things that you feel bad that you didn't do or could have done more of, this still could have happened. There are people that have, you just look, it's like a dream family, and they go a different path.
Yeah.
I just want to reinforce that. Yeah. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, and I also want to say that sometimes young men, and you're seeing this in their 20s so much right now, but young men are tending to move toward what your son is doing, and sometimes they change their mind, okay? And you're not going to convince them by begging, screaming, shouting, or preaching, to be honest. But sometimes, I mean, I always say to parents, I said to someone in Atlanta this week, I said, do they know what you believe? Do they know how you feel? And if that's the case, then be a safer person for them, meaning that they know how you feel, they know what you believe, and give them, a resource. If they've never had any help, then say, I will offer this kind of resource. Here's some resource help. And so you got to do some work on that to find it. And I'll tell you about that in a minute. But know that you have it. You have some resources.
I have. Okay. And I had mentioned to him about, would you like to speak to someone about this? Right. There were a couple of times that I mentioned that.
Okay, good.
And offered him that.
And he may not choose to do that, but the fact is that you're a safe person because you're showing him love and care. I think one of the hardest things for a parent is when a child is violating your values, violating biblical values, going a poor way, to be able to actually expand the relationship so much that they actually know that you disagree with them and know that you'd love to give them resources at the same time, know that you still love them. And really the lung question for him in the bottom line is he's going to look at you because he knows how you feel. Mm-hmm. And he's going to say, do you still love me? And I think that's really key. Now, let's go to you getting some help.
But I want to mention one thing in this, and that is that him getting help could focus on the father issue, which because people's license get taken away if they even bring this up. The client can bring something up. But in that father issue, he can be educated as to some of the reactions that people have to lack of a father in the home. Go ahead.
And Steve, what's really insightful about that is sometimes if we send our kids for what we think is the primary issue, and that's a transition, that scares them, and they don't want to go there. But if you say, hey, you know what? Would you be willing to talk about, dad and all that?
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I did.
I think you did do that. Okay. Because
I talked to him about his abandonment issues, mm-hmm. and I said, mm-hmm. you've never talked to anyone about these abandonment mm-hmm. issues. He doesn't right. deny that he has them.
Yeah.
He says he does. Mm-hmm. And I said, why don't, you know, I said, well, you know, you should talk, you know, maybe you should, we would like to talk about your abandonment issues with somebody. And he refused then too.
Yeah. He did.
Okay.
He did.
And that was my tactic, too, because I said, you know what? It's really those deep wounds that need tending to. Mm-hmm. So I approached sure. it in that way.
Well, and to say this isn't about whether you go through with this or not, yeah. right?
Mm-hmm.
That mm-hmm. that addressing, yeah. but you are making a major life decision. And whenever we make any kind of major life decision, it's important to look at what influences that. And our deeper wounds mm-hmm. are often those silent things in the background that influence us and we don't realize it. And to yeah. tell him, I'm not trying to sway you one way or the other. I just want you, in whatever life you choose, to come from a place of feeling healthy and whole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jill.
I did try.
Okay,
Carrie, I want to give you one little hint mm-hmm. or tool. So often, a person like him will say, well, this is the way God made me. And so these are the feelings I have. So I have to act on those feelings that I've had since I was born. Well, I always point to a baby with spina bifida. You would never say, well, God made that baby that way. No, it's a fallen world. And people have problems, and they're born with certain proclivities or deformities in a fallen world. It isn't God's choice that anybody be born with something other than purity, wholeness, but it's a fallen world. We'll be back right after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible personal size, the one-year Life Recovery prayer devotional, the New Life journal, a New Life pen and highlighter, and a New Life zippered tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and so glad you're with us here. 1-800-229-3000. Jim, you wanted to mention a great resource here, and I totally agree with you.
Carrie, here's a great resource for you. I want you to look it up sometime, and any of our listeners who have any struggle with their kids, whether they be adult kids or actually even younger kids, there's a great organization called the Center for Faith, Sexuality, and Gender. And the leader of that is a man named Preston Sprinkle, Dr. Preston Sprinkle. And he actually is one of the real authorities on it. He has a lot of grace. He has real biblical values. You could watch even some videos on that website and probably get some great insight for you. The other thing is because you're in Atlanta, there's a wonderful group that meets in Atlanta, all throughout Atlanta. Greg and I believe her name is Lynn McDonald. Don't hold me to that. But they have something called Embracing the Journey. It's for parents of kids who are going through transition or just gay or even thinking that they might be. And they actually are based in Atlanta, and you're in Atlanta. So that might be worth you looking at that if you're unfamiliar with that resource. So one of the things that at New Life that I appreciate so much is New Life has great resources for this. Sometimes with your situation, you may need to go to something like and look at what Preston Sprinkle is doing, and it combines with some of the stuff that we believe. But we like Preston a lot, and the McDonald's are wonderful. They actually have programs in churches for parents, and a very large church in the Atlanta area called North Point Church. They have a program for parents, and they have hundreds of parents in this program. It's pretty remarkable.
Well, to the issue with you and feeling the way we've heard you feel, I'm going to send you this devotional that we have, and it's 100 Days to Freedom from Shame. These little devotionals are so powerful. They have a really neat cover there. It's a wonderful way to spend the morning for 100 days. There's my devotional, there's scripture, there's quotes, further Bible study suggestions, and then there's a prayer. And so I want you to have that. It's also the gift that we'll give you for a gift of any amount. You send us a gift, and we'll send you 100 Days to Freedom from Shame. And then also, if you join Club New Life, $35 a month, we will send you the 8-book devotional library, 100 Days of Peace, 100 Days of Prayer, 100 Days of Character. We've got the Freedom from Anger, Anxiety, Depression, things like that. So that's our way of saying thank you for joining Club New Life. Now, Larry Sonnenberg is here, and Larry, you always bring a great story of transformation. That's why we exist today. What do you have for us?
Well, this one, you know, I've been titling my testimonies lately. This one is in addition to. This was from Every Man's Battle. We're having an online workshop this Saturday, guys. One day you can get it all done from your home, your car, your patio, wherever you're going to sit and listen. So this is what this gentleman said. This was a powerful workshop. It brings new perspective to the causes and triggers for sexual addiction. During this workshop, I was able to learn to forgive my dad for his attempted suicide when I was 15 years old.
Oh, boy.
That changed my life from that point forward. I was also able to forgive my mother for her years and years of prescription drug addiction that led to her early death. I now need to ask forgiveness from my wife for all the pain and grief my addiction and behaviors have caused her. Thank you, New Life. You know, he went there to, he thought he knew where he was going, and he did. He went there to get help for all of his sexual addiction stuff, but he found forgiveness. Mm. And what a big deal. You don't expect what you're going to get. And I always tell the guys that at the beginning of the workshops when I go, you think you know what you're going to get, but the Holy Spirit's going to move in a way you'd never expected, and you're going to get something more and better.
You know, the strong man, the strong godly man, it's not a passive person, not necessarily a nice person. Jesus wasn't always nice. You know, he upturned the money changers and he confronted people. And you wouldn't call it, quote unquote, nice. It was good what he did. But when we have the strength and the courage to make a bold move, even though we don't want to, it's like courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting in the midst of fear, and strength is acting and doing what you need to do when you absolutely do not want to do it. And I just want to challenge you, men, to do it for yourself, for God, and for whomever you might have hurt in the process. It will never be easier than online, and you don't have to travel. It's less expensive. We don't do these all the time. This Saturday, I'm going to be there. I want you to join me for the day and evening at Every Man's Battle. I hope and pray you'll come. I hope those who have been will continue to support us, that we get so much scholarship funding from people that have gone. They want other people to go. So please call us if you can help us or you need help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and as I mentioned, we'll send you, our way of saying thanks to support us, 100 Days of Freedom from Shame. Anything else, Larry?
Just to those who have been giving, thank you. When I read these testimonies, I'm saying thank you on behalf of whoever gave that testimony. They couldn't be there, do what they do. We couldn't do what we do to make it happen without your support. So that's why we're asking to continue, please.
I still have it in my head, the woman that got up on the microphone after the session after our workshop and said, someone gave me a scholarship. And she just was almost crying, screaming, saying, you saved my life. You saved my life. I'll never forget it.
She was crying. Yes, it was really powerful.
All right. Thank you, Larry. 1-800-229-3000. We're going to be here for another program if I don't get to you in this one. Let's go to John, Boston, Massachusetts. Hi, John. You listen on that amazing WEZE. Love those people. Love that station. How can we help today, John?
Yes, it is an amazing station. Thank you. My situation is I'm now in my 60s, but I'm going back to age 9. I was playing with two friends during the winter months, and we were down by a frozen pond. And one of my friends, Stephen, he fell through the ice, and he disappeared below the ice, and he drowned. And I was reminded of that last week. I was a question was asked of me as I was preparing actually for a small group session. Is where have you felt powerless in your life? And I'm sitting in a coffee shop, and I just the memory came back of that event, and the tears just started flowing, and so. My question is, obviously that was a childhood trauma. What's inside of me that I haven't dealt with? What, you know, I didn't know how to deal with it as a child, and I don't think I really get comfort, you know, from my parents. Then they more or less were kind of questioning, you sure that you weren't responsible for him drowning and questions like that.
Goodness.
But,
yeah.
Obviously that's in me someplace deep,
trauma,
and I'm just wondering, you know, what do I do with that?
Well, I'm glad you called today. Jill, why don't you start us off here?
Oh,
what are you thinking?
Wow, that certainly is a moment of powerlessness and sheer fear and panic, I would imagine.
It was during the time I was just felt hopeless and powerless, and I was just screaming. And they were two brothers. One of the brothers ran up the hill to try to get some help, and I'm just there by myself just screaming and didn't know what to do. And so it just, that powerlessness just came again recently.
So it's come to mind recently, and I'm wondering if maybe it hasn't come to mind for a long time, but did you ever go and talk to anybody about it?
No, I mean, because I was 9 then.
Right, you were 9 then. Okay, and your parents, you said, weren't very comforting about it.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, we didn't really have an emotionally connecting family, so I, you know, it wasn't really in tune to that, yep.
Well, I think, John, sometimes, and often it is later in life, where things come back around for us, and that's an opportunity to jump in and do a little work around that. You've kept busy your whole life, but I wonder how many other things you pushed away because you didn't learn how to really deal with something, grieve it, share it, be comforted, and process through it. And so the good news is you can go back and do this. And this is probably a good time in your life to start reflecting and looking deeper at that pain and really, really grieving it with someone. And grief happens best in the presence of another, when we are able to let out that pain and not be alone with it.
Yeah. Hold on. We've got some other things to say to you here. And I'm really glad that you called. A lot of people don't know that they need help for something. And then, out of the clear blue, here it is. That's the time to do something. Here we go.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we're talking with John, and still in there somewhere is this unresolved stuff over a boy 9 years old out there and falling under the ice. Jill, Jim, any other thoughts here that you have?
Well, I was thinking, John, that you know how they give the onion peel illustration. Mm-hmm. So, you just keep peeling it. So at 60, I think part of that, what was happening is that's somewhere buried. This is going to sound a little silly, but I think it's true. I think your emotion at 60 could be a gift to you. Mm-hmm. Because what you want to do now, I think, is go inside and say, you know, this is a new stage in my life. You sound actually really healthy. You're in a small group. You've made some good decisions. So, look at this as something in your own life and say, how did that affect me now that I'm 60? Mm-hmm. And, that may make you a more effective man. At 60. And so I think you lean into it. And I'd probably want to sit with someone. It's a coach, it's a counselor, it's a pastor. And I'd say, here was my experience. What do you think about that? And you may have some in your conversation, in the dialogue, there may be something that comes out and say, gosh, I feel at fault because I was 9 and I couldn't do anything about it. It may not be that. I don't know. But look at it as somewhat of a gift. I sometimes don't like to do that because I don't really like pain. I'm a voider of pain, emotional pain. And sometimes when I do it, I go, wow.
Yeah.
Before freedom sometimes comes pain, and maybe there's something holding you back. So it was a gift to you.
Yeah. And also,
sure,
the issue that came up might be at 60, looking back, and the issue is the reaction of your parents.
Yeah,
the way they handle it could be really a big part of this. And so I'm glad that you're going to do some work and go deeper with a coach, counselor. It doesn't mean when things like this come up, doesn't mean that we're mentally ill or neurotic or something. It just means there's something there, and I hope that, as Jim says, this gift will lead you to deeper understanding and a closer relationship with God. I'm going to send you Every Man's Bible, best-selling men's study Bible, and I'll send you the one-year Bible for men, and I hope that that will be a comfort to you. And I'm trying to think of a book that might help him with this specific area of looking back. And I was going to caution you, if anybody says to you, just move on and forget about it, you should ask them to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We want to help that person. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to send you Healing as a Choice, and because there's some great material on grief and acceptance in there. And I'm really glad that you called. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. If I don't get to your call, please hold on. We'll get you in just a few minutes. We're going to do this second program. But right now, Justin from Muskegee, Oklahoma, watches us on the New Life Live YouTube channel. Don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get to your call. How could we help you?
Hi, Steve. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just recently completed Every Man's Battle. Mm-hmm. And I've got my wife signed up for Restore.
Okay.
She does have a lot of, I guess, triggers, trauma responses to the way I related to her during our relationship before Every Man's Battle. And I was wondering if you had any recommendations for me how to maybe approach, of course, using the tools with Every Man's Battle. I'm trying to do that, but approach her to help her not be as triggered or feeling the anxiety that she feels when I'm around.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's what you could do for her. First, and I'll ask Jill and Jim their thoughts. First, be willing for this to take as long to heal as long as you had the problem, because it is hard for some people to get beyond it because of the trauma. Second, when she goes, you tell her, whatever you expect of me to do when you come back, I want to do that. And just go and don't worry about anything. Just be there. And then also, I hope that when she goes, she's going to be encouraged to get help with a trauma specialist, someone that this is their area. those are just three things I would say. I'm really glad you want to help her. It sounds like you're really solid in your recovery. Jim, Jill, what are your thoughts?
Well, I actually really like that you were already using words like trigger, trauma, response, mm-hmm. things like that, because it means you're learning.
Yeah.
One of the things, you know, and Steve taught me this a long time ago. He's not as old as I am, but, you know, a long time ago. And what it was is we had written a book called Drug Proof Your Kids, and we were talking about addicts. Addicts get well, and you're getting well. You're in that process of getting well. But you can't expect sometimes somebody who's been through that process to get it as quickly as you. And so you're going to have to be patient with her, and you can't fix her. And she's going to learn that real good. She's going to the Restore conference, so that's wonderful because that's going to help her. You know, she's going to get some words like you have, and she's going to get some tools and whatnot. But, you know, encourage her, but also know that she has to go through her process in her timing, as Steve said. Mm-hmm. But it's something that we don't talk enough about, that, you know, when an addict gets well, somebody gets sober, somebody gets, you know, clean, then, wow.
Weller than well.
Yes. Then it's really tough on the spouse, because they're even used to kind of this dysfunctional relationship. Yep. So now she's going to have to learn a new way to relate to you, too, and know that sometimes – you know, healing takes time. I love this thought that, you know, good thing Easter's a season and not just a day, because some miracles take time. And let's pray for a miracle, but let's know that it's going to take some time.
Jill, okay, quick comment, out of time.
Yeah, along those same lines, Justin, wherever she really found out about this, okay, that's where her process is starting. And she has a lot of doubts and questions about her whole marriage to you. And so it is important. She needs to be able to trust you. That's built a little bit at a time. So really important not to get frustrated with her or upset because she's not recognizing how far you've come. Okay?
All right. And thank you for that. Now, as we close out, I want to remind people, you could go to Restore. We're conducting the Restore workshop. Anybody that's been hurt, you could attend that February 24th. Every Man's Battle is this Saturday. Come and be part of that, especially if you've been through before, maybe fallen off a little bit, gotten confused. Come join us this Saturday. And then Every Man's Battle in person in Dallas, March 3rd, our intensive for marriages, February 17th, Orange County, intimacy and marriage, unbelievably powerful. Lose It for Life online, March the 18th. You will not regret that. April 1st is Courageous Parents with Dr. Jim Burns here, transforming relationships with adult sons and daughters. And Emotional Freedom, April 15th. In 1 Peter 5, 6, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time, He may exalt you. Humility is never a crummy strategy. When you don't have it, humiliation is usually up ahead. We're reading a book in my men's group called Becoming a King, and the quote was in there last night. We need to lead like a servant and serve like a king. I'll tell you, there are so many words of wisdom in great books and in the Bible. If you're not putting this stuff in the brain, well, what hope is there for a change in attitude and being? If you need some help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Join us for the next program, 1-800-229-3000. Thank you, Jill, and thank you, both of you in one name, Jim and Jill.
Yeah.
Jamil, thank you. God bless you. Call us. We'll help you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.